It is good to see everyone today. We are continuing our series in Isaiah, and we are in Isaiah chapter 40. We'll look at verse 12 and 18 and a few others. But Isaiah is exhorting the children of Israel to see God as God. You know, so often we don't see God in the immensity and in the wonder and in the power of who He is. And what's available to us. Last week we saw in Isaiah 40 that the same God that designed the universe and ordered the universe in wisdom and counsel and knowledge is the same God that wants to order and design your personal life. And that's why He calls you to seek My wisdom and lean not on your own understanding. Well, today we want to look at another aspect of what God is offering us, and I want to ask you a question. I believe this is one of the most common prayers ever prayed, and the prayer is, Lord, give me strength. Do you ever pray that prayer? You know, Lord, give me strength. Give me strength to make it through this day. Give me strength to face what I got to face. And you know, sometimes I think we said that prayer so often that we can almost say it subconsciously without focus and without expectation. Today, I want us to look in Isaiah 40 at the kind of strength that's available and how God truly asks our desires of you to ask Him for that strength and how He's willing to give it to you. And it's an inner strength, and it's also a physical strength. It's a mental strength. It's an emotional strength. But He wants you to have this. And we're going to see that in the Scriptures. Holy Spirit, be with us. Isaiah 40, verse 12 says this. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand? And who meted out the expanse of heaven? And who can comprehend and count every speck of dust of the earth in a measure? And who can tell you the exact weight of all the wonderful, awesome mountains and hills on this earth in a balance? And in verse 18, it says, to whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto Him? Now, the reason Isaiah said that was because the children of Israel were turning to idol worship. And they were worshiping graven images and statues. And one of them was Baal or Moloch. And Baal was half bull, half man. He was made out of iron and bronze. And he sat with his hands outstretched, with the waist and the legs of a man, and then the head of a bull with horns. And he was a Canaanite god. And one way you worshipped him was you gave your children a sacrifice unto Baal. And they were doing that. And you'd place an infant or a four-year-old child into these hands, and then they'd light a fire on that altar for you to be blessed. That's how degraded the children of Israel got at that point. And what Isaiah is saying, look, your God holds all the oceans in the hollow of His hand. You know, you don't have to be offering your children to an idol. And you know, in today's culture, we get our eyes off of God and we worship a lot of horizontal things ourselves. And so that's the point he's making there. But that's not the message today. In verse 21, he says, have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He, your God, that sits upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. And I'm going to say again, you're a grasshopper. Now I want to praise God, I'm a grasshopper. I mean, how big a problem can a grasshopper have? Not that big a problem. So my problems in the eyes of God are as a problem to a grasshopper. So God's got this. God can handle this. God can take care of this. Trust Him. Now, look at what He says. He says that He stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. And then verse 25, To whom will you liken God? Or who is his equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and behold him who has created all things. He brings out the stars and the planets by number. He calls them by his might, by the greatness of his might. For he that is strong in power, not one of those stars, not one of those planets is going to fall from the heavens, because he's going to hold them up, and not a one of those stars is going to lose its light. Verse 28, have thou not known, have thou not heard, the creator of the ends of the earth never gets tired, never gets weary, and he has this immensity and infinity of understanding everything about everything. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as I come today, I ask for forgiveness of sin, and I ask for the forgiveness of daily sin and weekly sin. I pray to be washed in your blood. You said, confess, and I'll wash you in my blood and cleanse you daily. And thank you for the cleansing we got at salvation based on your finished work on the cross. And Lord Jesus, I ask for a filling and an anointing of your spirit now to share your truth with these wonderful people. These are your people, Lord. These are people that have put their faith in you, that love you, that witness for you with their lives by being here today or listening on this website. So, Father, let me be a servant that washes the feet of these people. And Lord Jesus, I just want to pray right now that your Holy Spirit will take over and you will teach each and every one of us individually, because your Holy Spirit is the perfect teacher. And as we look at these scriptures, Father, I just want to say that, Lord Jesus, you alone are worthy to be praised and glorified today in this church and in every church all over the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our God, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Now, I'm going to develop a few things this morning. The first thing is I'm going to develop the strength and the power of your Almighty God, okay? Because it's available to you and he wants you to draw on it. Just like the wisdom and understanding and counsel and guidance last week that God has when he designed this immense universe, and universe is unseen, is available to us and he wants us to draw on it. I don't want to lean on my own understanding, because as far as I can see is that door and that back wall, and God sees the end from the beginning, not only for history, but for my life. So the next step I take, I want it to be directed by God. And that's why the proverb writer says, acknowledge him in lordship authority over your life, and he will direct the path that he leads you in. I can't go on my path and ask him to bless me. Now, so let's look at the creative power, strength, and might of our Almighty God. Now, I want you to see in verse 26, he says, lift up your eyes on high, behold who hath created all of these things that I've been talking about here on earth. So, what was Isaiah talking about in Isaiah 40? He was talking about all the oceans. He was talking about all the mountains. And now he shifts his attention on the planets and on the stars. And he's saying, everything you can see, God has created. You need to grasp that. I want you to understand, that's a lot of power and that's a lot of strength. Last week we saw how much wisdom it was, but that's a lot of power and a lot of strength. So go with me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and notice how this theme permeates and resonates all through the Word of God. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Logos, the spoken expression of God, was there from the beginning. In verse 14, we know that the Word was made flesh. The Word was Jesus here on earth, and he dwelt among us. In verse 2, the same word was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So all things were made by Him, the Word. Verse 14, the Word was made flesh. So we're talking about Jesus Christ as the creative power of God. So I can say, Lord Jesus, strengthen me. Lord Jesus, give me strength. Lord Jesus, strengthen me to get through this physical therapy. Lord Jesus, strengthen me to do this classroom today. Lord Jesus, strengthen us when we're in a crisis or a situation. Lord Jesus, strengthen me. It's available. I'm going to show you how available it is in a moment. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. And in Hebrews chapter 1, we see again how this theme is stressed. The creative power, strength, and might of God. Holy Spirit, just lead us. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, it says that in these last days, God has spoken to us by His Son. And then it goes on to say, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made all the worlds and the universe. And then in verse 3 it says that He upholds all these things that He has created by the word of His power. So He not only created all these universes, He holds them together still by His strength and His power. He put them in motion. I'm going to tell you something. The earth is hanging right here in space right now. It is rotating around its axis. It is orbiting around the sun. And all the other planets are also. And it is the mighty power of God that is holding all this. Amen. Holding it all together. We're going to give Him glory. We're going to give Him credit. There's no evolution that brought this universe into being. There's no evolution that directed all the paths of the planet. It is the design of the God who has omnipotent, immense, infinite understanding of all that He has put together and all that He holds together. Go to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, here we see it again. You know, a lot of folks will say, you know, I don't believe in creation. You know, and it happened at Southwestern Seminary in the 80s when I first heard of it when I was in the ministry, that professors there were teaching the first three or four chapters of Genesis were not true. You know, that they were not true in our own seminary. And, Dallas stayed strong, Wake Forest stayed strong, but Louisville got liberal. And the bottom line was that, well, if you're teaching that that's not true, then you better teach John and Hebrews and Colossians that they're not true either. Because look at what the scripture says in verse 16. For by Him were all things created. You know, they were pushing evolution. All things were created by Him that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, even thrones and dominions and authorities and powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. There are things we cannot even see that the power and strength of God has created. That's power. That strength, and He is before all things. He's preeminent. And by Him, all things consist. That word consist is sunai, stemai in the Greek. And it means this, to set up or to place together orderly. To set up or to place together orderly or to sustain. So by Him, He sustains all things. And you know, when I read all these words about creation and all these truths about creation, not only is the universe a part of creation, I'm a part of creation. And I just want to say, I want to apply that word to my life. I want Him to set up my life in a certain order. I want Him to set up my life with purpose. I want Him to set up my life and then sustain it in the way that it should go. And He'll do that if I'll seek Him. And I'll acknowledge Him in all of my ways. So go back to Isaiah chapter 40. The Word of God establishes. The Word of God establishes that He hath created all things. In Isaiah 40, He tells you He's created the mountains and the oceans, all the land and all the sea. And then he tells you in verse 26, He's created all the planets and the stars. But notice what it says in verse 28. It says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God..." Now that's power and strength right there. He's everlasting. He's never going to stop. "That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, never gets tired, never gets weary. He has infinite understanding." And verse 29, "He gives power to the weak. To them that have no might, He increases strength." He gives power. His Word says He'll give power to me. Would you say that with me? He'll give power to me. And then it says He'll give strength to me. Would you say that? He'll give strength to me. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I've prayed, "Oh Lord, give me strength a million times." But I'm not sure I've really prayed it with the focus and the dedication that I need to pray it and the expectation. And look at what He goes on to say. "Oh Lord, give me strength." Well, when you're praying that, Lord, gee, you want to claim the promise. You want to plead the promise. Amen. You want to say, "Lord, Your Word says You created the mountains, You created the oceans. Lord, Your Word says in Isaiah, You created the planets and You created the stars." And then in that same chapter in Isaiah, "Lord, Your Word says You give me strength if I ask for it." So I'm asking for it. Yeah. I need Your strength. Yeah. I need Your power. And look at what He says in verse 31. "They that wait upon," that means to wait upon with expectancy and a seeking heart. "They that wait upon the Lord shall have their strength renewed. They will be able to mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Now, I want you to understand something. You can quickly come to a conclusion. Either life's wearing you out by the things you face, or either by the things you face, you're getting stronger. Amen. All right, I want you to understand, it only goes two ways. God brings things in your life to make you strong. But if you try to face those things in your own strength, they are going to weaken you, they are going to deplete you, and they are going to wear you out. So I've said it, you've said it, many of us have said it. Sometimes we go home, Patty, man, this situation's just wearing me out. Well, when I say that, I need to go to my prayer closet and say, "Lord, forgive me. I am not handling this situation in the way You want me to handle it. And Lord Jesus, I just want to say unto you, forgive me. I need to seek your wisdom, Your power, Your strength. And Lord, You're going to make me stronger through this, not based on some wishful thinking, but based on the Word of God. It says He will renew your strength and increase your strength." Mentally, emotionally, physically. You know, I got a phone call many years ago that I never thought I'd get in my life. And I can remember hanging that phone up and saying to myself, Patty was at school, but saying to myself, "I will never live through this. I will never live through this." I was in shock. I was having to make phone calls. I was having to get dressed. And I said to myself, "I will never live through this." And I got stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, I'm not saying I didn't have hard times. I'm not saying I didn't fall apart. But I'm saying this, God gives you strength where you have no strength. And you need to recognize that, and you need to call on it. And I hope whatever I face in the future, I will have learned. And when I hang up the next time, I say, "Okay, Lord, You've gotten us through before. I'm calling on You and I'm counting on You to make me stronger. To increase my strength." to renew my strength. He imparts this to us. He gives us this power. Now, I want to show you something again. In Isaiah 40, verse 12, look at what he says. He hath measured all the waters of the ocean in the hollow of his hand. Now I'm going to do my hands like this. All right? That's the hollow of my hand, the palm of my hand. You know, if you look at the palm, I was doing this the other day when I was studying. If you look, I mean, what a mighty God this is. I can't hold an 8-ounce cup of water in the palm of my hand. He holds the power of the oceans in the palms of his hands. Now, I want to show you something that Moses said that ties right into this. So go with me to Deuteronomy 33. Deuteronomy 33, he is sharing his blessings on the nation of Israel. And he is speaking to each individual tribe. And notice what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 27. And he's saying it to Jeshurun. And he says this in verse 27 of Deuteronomy 33. And this is his life and this is your life. The eternal God is your refuge. And underneath you are the everlasting arms of God holding you up. I mean, you just got to claim that. I mean, the God who holds all the oceans in the palm of his hand, those are the same arms that are holding you up. You know, and I can remember being with folks, and you know, bless their heart, many, many years ago, I was with my sister, Valerie Ruddle, when they got the worst news any parent could ever get. And for those 3 or 4 days, Valerie kept looking at me, and she kept saying, Leo, I can't do this. Leo, I can't do this. Leo, I can't do this. And we'd get to another thing and another thing. She said, what do I need to do? I said, Valerie, you got to do 2 things. I said, number one, you got to breathe. And number two, you got to take a step. And I said, I'm going with you. But God's going to go with you as we walk out of this house, as we go over here to make plans at this funeral home, as we go to this gym to do this service, as we go to this cemetery. I said, Valerie, God is going to hold you and carry you through this thing. Because I'm going to tell you something. There is no earthly way a parent can walk through that on their own.
Amen.
There is no earthly way. But you got to believe that the everlasting arms of God are underneath you and they're holding you up.
Yeah.
So whatever it is you're facing in life, I want you to understand all this power we talk about, all this strength we talk about, all this the omnipotence of God that we sing about and worship, God wants you to have it. He wants to give it unto you. Now, in Isaiah 40, I want you to notice one more thing before we move on. Go back to Isaiah 40, 29, and we're gonna move on. In Isaiah 40, verse 29, he says this, he gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength to them. And in verse 31, as we wait upon the Lord, he renews our strength. So, I want you to understand what we're studying. We are not studying our strength. We're studying God's strength imparted to us. Not my strength and not my power. Would you say that with me? Not my strength and not my power. Would you say it again? Not my strength and not my power. Now, I want you to go all the way to Matthew, and then I want you to back up to Malachi, and then I want you to back up from Malachi to Zechariah. And you'll be able to find it quickly that way, the next to the last book of the Old Testament. And in Zechariah chapter 4, he is relaying a vision from an angel. And they're talking about rebuilding the temple. And Zerubbabel is getting overwhelmed with this great task. Sometimes you get overwhelmed. Anybody in here ever get overwhelmed? In Zechariah chapter 4, I just had you quote a scripture. But it's verse 6. He said, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. This is the word of the Lord unto Sandra and unto Betty. This is the word of the Lord unto Margie. And he says this, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." There are times you need to grab hold of these verses and make them a part of your life. Sometimes you're in a situation and you need to say, okay, be still, know that He is God. Okay, be still, know that He is God. Sometimes you're in a situation you need to say, not by my might, not by my power, but by His spirit, saith the Lord. By His Spirit, saith the Lord. So what kind of power are we talking about when we're speaking about the Spirit of the Lord? Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, you're going to see what we're talking about. And this verse I'm giving you, I think, is a companion verse to Isaiah 40 about renewing your strength. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul says this, "We have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you." Verse 16. "For which cause we faint not, though our outward man may perish, our inward man is being renewed in strength day by day by day." So what is he saying? He's saying that one day he knows that the resurrection power is going to raise him up to be with God. By the spirit of faith that is in his heart. And this fact, this eternal weight of glory, is renewing him inwardly day by day. But go to Romans chapter 8 and let me show you this Holy Spirit who is laying within, who is residing and dwelling within you. Because I want you to understand, not only is the creative power and strength of Jesus Christ available unto you. But notice what else is in Romans chapter 8. Verse 10, he says, "If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal bodies one day in the future by his spirit that dwells in you." So the spirit of the resurrection dwells in you. Not only is the creative power of Jesus Christ and his strength available to you, but the resurrection strength of Jesus Christ is available to you. It's in you. When Jesus Christ died, he died every death for all of humanity. When Jesus Christ died, he died every judgment, every wrath, every penalty of sin for all of humanity through all the history of time. And he had to rise from the dead after having all that placed upon his mortal body. I'm going to tell you, there's no problem you're ever going to face that you don't already have the power of Jesus Christ to overcome. And you have to say, "Lord, strengthen me with your creation power. Lord, strengthen me with your resurrection power. Let me realize what lies within me." Look at what he says in Ephesians chapter 3. Notice what Paul prays. I'm going to show you three quick prays and then another verse. And good Lord willing, we'll be closing out. But look at what it says. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, Paul says, "For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father, and I pray for this. Verse 16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, that you would be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Now I'm just going to stop it. Paul is praying for the individual Christians at Ephesus on a daily basis that they would be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. You say, well, why is Paul praying that? Because that's a legitimate prayer. It's a prayer I need to pray for myself. It's a prayer I need to pray for you and one you need to pray for me. God tells us, ask me for my strength. And I'll give it to you. And so that's what his prayer is. And then he says this in verse 20. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power and the strength that he's talking about in verse 16 that works in us. He holds the oceans in the hollow of his hand. Now you're a grasshopper. In the hollow of your little hand, God's power is sufficient. And so he says, pray to be increased with his strength. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. How often does Paul say it? He says it all through the book. In Ephesians chapter 1, he's telling them another prayer he prays for them. Verse 16, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in all my prayers. And he goes on to say in verse 18, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. But look at what he says in verse 19. I want you to know the exceeding greatness of his power toward you who believe, according to the working of his mighty power in your individual lives, the same power and strength he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. That's what he's praying for you. You go into a situation, you need to pray for God's strength. Pray for God's power. And notice what he says. He raised him above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. He's put all things under his feet. He is victorious over all things. And the bottom line is, there is nothing you're going to face in your individual life as a problem or a situation that compares to the immensity of the power and strength of your Creator, your resurrected Christ, and it's available to you. So don't say unto the Lord, this situation's wearing me out. That's a confession to God that you're not handling it in the correct way. And it's a confession I've had to make to God, because if I let something wear me out, I'm the one that's done it. It's available. I need to call on it with it. So my hope today is when you come out of this, the next time you say, okay, Lord Jesus, strengthen me through this, there's going to be a little bit of boldness. There's going to be a little bit of confidence. There's going to be a little bit of focus that of who you're calling on. We need to know who God is, see God as God, know what's available. And man, I'm asking for this strength. And expect to receive it, because his word's clear. Let me show you one more before we go to another one. Go to Ephesians 6, the armor of God. I'm not going to read to you the armor of God, but you need to put it on every day. But notice the preface to it in Ephesians 6, verse 10. Here's Paul again, three times in this book. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let's just stop right there. Be strong in the Lord. Not be strong leaning in your strength. Be strong in the Lord's strength. Be strong in the power of his might. I mean, how many things are you handling in your own strength? Goodness. Give them over to God. Man, my whole body gets involved in my prayer closet. I mean, when I'm praying about giving something over to God, I'm praying, Lord, I'm giving this thing over to you. You know, have some motion in it. You know, get your whole life, Lord, I'm giving this, I'm casting this burden unto you, Lord Jesus. I mean, do we believe it or do we not? I mean, is it lip service? You know, their lips flatter me, but their heart is far from me. You know, or do we really pray when we pray? I mean, are you grabbing hold of the kingdom of God? That's one thing I learned in the worst time in my life. You can grab hold. You can bring all this stuff down. Because if you can't, you're not going to make it. And if you can't, we might as well close the book and go home. We are living a supernatural, infused life by the Holy Spirit. It's not about religion. It's not about the doctrines. It's not about the choir robes and all the hoopla that happens every Sunday morning. This is life. Life is real. God is real. And this Word, when you can present it and study it and teach it and receive it in the purity of what we're doing today, you can see it clearly for what God's trying to tell you. I will strengthen you. Be strong in the power of my might. And we say this verse time and time again, but I close with Philippians chapter 4. And there's more. I got a whole ton of more. But when you say this, you need to mean it. You need to claim it. You need to receive it into your heart. Yes, sir. And you need to allow it to empower you. And everybody knows it, but we're going to read it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now, either that's true or it's not. Billy Graham believes 70% of the church membership's lost. Every religion, he believed 3 out of 10 were really saved. I believe out of that 30% that's saved, 80% tries to do all things in their own strength. With their own wisdom, with their own plans, and say, God bless us. I believe 80% of that 30% depend totally on the horizontal, even though they go to church every Sunday. Or a lot of Sundays. And the church has lost the supernatural life that Christ has for us once He indwells us. I believe God does amazing, miraculous, powerful things in the lives of individuals. I believe we need to ask for them. I believe we need to seek them. I believe we need to expect them. Then I believe we need to thank Him and thank Him and thank Him. I believe we need to acknowledge His Lordship authority over our life so He can not only direct our paths with all the wisdom and knowledge we studied last week that is available to us, we also need to ask to be strengthened with His might, the creative power and strength of Christ, the resurrection power and strength of Christ is available to us. How many times have you been faced with a situation you've said, I can't do this? Oh, I can't do this. I'm going to call somebody else to do this. Really? Well, I want you to understand, you're right, you can't do it in your strength. But it certainly can be done in the strength and power of your almighty everlasting God. Your life right now is being upheld the same way Mars is being upheld in the universe. Now, is that not incredible? Yet the everlasting arms of the Lord that are holding Mars right there where it needs to be is holding you right where you need to be. This is why Isaiah said, look, you people are worshiping a statue. You got to see God as God. And it changes your life. I want to praise God for everything the Bible says that He is. It's immense, it's infinite, it's enormous, it's wonderful. But I secondly want to praise God for all He wants to make available to us. Based on His resources. Based on the fact that He is the source, as we saw last week, of all wisdom and counsel. And He's the source of all power and strength. He wants to strengthen you like Samson. I'm telling you. You can be as a Samson. Samson's not a fairy tale. He was a real man, but he was an example for all of us. God will strengthen us. The inner man and the outer man. Whatever it is you got to face, you got to seek the Lord. I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes for a few moments. And I'm just going to ask you to pray this prayer. And say, Lord Jesus, would you reveal to me something I'm trying to handle in my own strength? And maybe it's a situation you're not even aware of because you've been doing it so long. But say, Lord Jesus, please reveal to me a situation I may be letting wear me out. And as he does this, we have to confess. Say, Lord, I know you don't want me handling this in my own strength. I know you don't want me handling this in my own wisdom. Lord, I confess to you, I've been wrong trying to do this. Now, Lord Jesus, please show me how to draw upon you for your wisdom and for your strength. My friend, believe. Believe and seek in the power and the strength and the wisdom and the counsel of God that is available to you.